I took the stuff out of his car.
I got a call from the little homie, young boy, place got broke into. He went in his place, disrespected different things.
Why would you do that? You're from a different era when you call people up and they have sit downs and the Godfather type stuff. And being a young boy is not from that era. Now, this is where it becomes an awkward situation. Jay Prince thinks he's going to be an NBA young boy and be like, yo, here's the keys to your stuff. Here's all the stuff. Don't worry about the guy that feel like he's going to be a young boy. Going to be like, so you know the dude that took the stuff from my car.
Okay, we got Jay Prince, the big Jay Prince. Jay Prince and NBA YoungBoy. This internet shit, man. Now what the dude just said about him exposing himself? I think it's a little bit obvious. I think it's a little bit obvious, you know, that I don't want to say that he know who took it as far as like he sent him. I want to say that maybe he heard it and got word and reached out, like, or got the word out to them little niggas, like, hey, whatever was taken, get that back. Like, as in a, you know what I'm saying, maybe as an amazing, but like, remember, like I said, the NBA young boy, he kind of like living without, remember, he ain't really got no OGs, remember his OGs, he was calling his OGs bitches on the camera, you know what I'm saying, so he ain't got no kind of respect for, like, nothing that Jay Prince said. First off, I always say, hold on, here we go again.
Welcome back to the channel, fam. Now, earlier in the week, NBA YoungBoy's Houston home was robbed on video. When YoungBoy surveyed the damage the next day, he wasn't impressed. Hollering the thieves' kids, who barely got away with anything. YoungBoy then got in touch with the thieves, but instead of taking the offer of paying $30,000 to get the stolen property back, he told them to pull up. Several videos of the thieves were posted in real time on social media, showing them entering cars in YoungBoy's garage. Jay Prince is a man of few words, yet when the Houston OG speaks, things move. Jay Prince met up with one of the young thieves and had a call for peace. Let's dive into it.
Little homie YoungBoy, place got broke into. He went in his place, disrespected different things, and you know, I got a call about it. Little homie that went into this place, want to make that right, but they understand that, you know what I mean? YoungBoy family is okay with me. And as you can see, homie, to make a long story short, I got your keys to your room, boy. I got your keys.
How do you guys think this album unfold? Send your thoughts in the comment section below. If you're new, enjoy the content. Give us a like and subscribe.
All right, now, I was just talking about this on the internet a little while ago. Like, young dudes under 21, like, you're not gonna reach them on the internet. Like, if you thinking that any kind of internet shit is gonna make them move or shape or something like that, like, you're sadly mistaken, because like they just don't respect that, you know what I'm saying? So you're not gonna get far trying to talk to him on the internet. I'm just being honest with you. Now, when a situation like this, I ain't gonna lie, I guess you can kind of say that Jay Prince did kind of expose himself, because Like, who does that? Like, the niggas that went in this shit, obviously, they were some young niggas. You know what I'm saying? But what I think it may have been a move to show him, like, boy, you could be touched. You know, maybe some other shit on the low is going on out there in Houston. So maybe before they touch his ass, maybe he was trying to give him one more plea. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, now, I ain't gonna lie to you, shit gonna be dried up. Because that's the crazy part about it. Like, even if, like, Boosie was close enough to NBA Youngboy to talk to him, then he would tell him, like, even with this move, you want to move accordingly. You don't want to really blow off NBA Youngboy. I mean, you don't really want to blow off Jay Prince. You know, especially NBA Youngboy. Like you like a pretty young dude. You know what I mean? Like, you living in Houston. You're not living in New Orleans because you might die there. You know what I'm saying? So now, like you know. Like I keep trying to tell you, like no matter how much of a pussy or like a old clown nigga or old goofy nigga, old clown nigga, whatever you want to call the J Prince nigga, he can definitely get you hit in that joint out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? He can definitely have shit happening to you or shit making it bad. And then, you know, and this is a prime example. Like, you know, maybe they reached out to, because like I said, maybe he living out there and ain't really reached out to nobody or he don't associate, and maybe that's how they do. Maybe any big star in Houston that move out there, you know, they kind of connected in some kind of way. You know what I mean? They connected with somebody from out there, even whether it's Travis Scott, James Harden, you know, then over to the rap side, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, Travis Scott rap too, but like, you know what I mean? They all that shit, like, one, you know what I mean? And NBA Youngboy, he a young nigga. Like, all young niggas believe they ain't with that checking in shit no kind of way. You know, you already got a house out there and everything. You know, you send some people through there. Any young niggas, like I said, the whole thing was fluke for real. Seeing that they was recording, you in somebody's house recording shit. So that dude kind of seemed like they possibly was set, because who would come into a house and record themselves in a nigga house and shit? If I'm not mistaken, I think one of them jokes, you can kind of like definitely make out one of the niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to put, like, that's like robbery. Like, you can, like, the police can just find you and, like, they won't even need NBA Youngboy to press charges or nothing. That, like, nigga, that's, like, you committed a crime on camera. Like, you can't be, you, like, nigga, you don't live in that nigga house. Like, so you can't, like, you're breaking and entering, you're showing it, you know, and then you're talking shit about it. Like, nigga, you can get convicted for that shit, you know what I mean? So, now, Jay Prince, like I said, it's like the third time, man. Like, he keep going to the internet. It's almost like he trying to, it's almost like he a little bee. Trying, like, well, he's a big fucking bee, trying to, like, buzz in every now and then and let you know, like, hey, motherfucker, I'm here. Don't disrespect, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it seemed. I got nothing but respect for him, nothing. Like, the stories I heard about him, man, he a real nigga, you know what I'm saying? But, like I said, the older you get, you know, you tend to make mistakes with this here internet shit, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, everybody know once you go to the internet, when you go straight to the internet with something, then you're looking for, sometimes it don't even really be bad publicity, but you want somebody else to see a situation. Like, you know, like I had a situation I was going through with a nigga about some money that I paid him to do something for one of the artists' mixtape. So I'm DMing a nigga, and I almost went. I almost went to the IG story, you know, to give them that look, nigga, like, at them and all that type, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you get pushed to that, but when you go gradually and you go straight to the joke, then And that's kind of goofy. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's like anything for the internet, man. Like, people gonna think, even if a motherfucker is an internet person, you know what I'm saying? Cause like nigga, like NBA YoungBoy, you an internet nigga. Like, you on live arguing with the niggas that robbed you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's a lot of shit he do. You know, that's okay. You know, that's a part of, it's a part of being a star. You know what I'm saying? Like being on camera, recording a lot of shit. Like, that's just a part of being. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, it's just sometimes one thing about being an artist, you can create your own media. You know what I'm saying? Like with me, I create my own media. You know what I'm saying? That's why. Like, when I work with somebody and shit, I be my own media source myself, and then I can bring this artist into my media source. So everybody that's fucking with me, fuck, you know what I'm saying? That's like how I go. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, NBA YoungBoy, man, he ain't with none of that shit, man. Like he rich as fuck. He rich as fuck. Like, just on YouTube shit. You know what I'm saying? So. He ain't like pressed to, you know, talk to nobody, or, you know, he ain't pressed to talk to nobody or get down with no, you know, no, none of that shit. Like, he made, but for real, it's smart. It would be smart to do it. It could, you know, like I said, this could have been a pound for even for them, just to be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with us, and we'll make sure that, you know what I'm saying, that right there never happened again. Even though that seemed like that shit was some little kiddie shit, but, you know, they're making where that shit don't ever happen again. But as a young nigga, you know, under 22, you ain't worried about that shit no way. You like, nigga, if they do come back, they gonna die. You know, that's what's going through NBA YoungBoy, man. He ready to wait. He ready to catch one of them niggas slipping so he can kill one of their ass, or one of his men kill one of them niggas. That's what he waiting on. He ain't worried about making no peace or making it where they, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's really what that is. But like I said, if he had any kind of overheads with him, they would stop him and be like, hey, even still, just cool it. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just, you ain't gotta let a nigga, you ain't gotta always look at a nigga and tell him fuck you. You know what I'm saying? You can play it to the, you play, you know what I mean? You can play it, keep that shit under your breath sometime and help you out, make shit a little easier for yourself. You know, you tell a nigga fuck you, he coming straight at you. You know what I'm saying? I want you to hear what NBA, I want to break down what he said.
Oh, good. What he told you? Honestly, I don't own friends. I don't own no relationships. All that pussy and shit, I don't respect none of that shit, man. If you got something for me.
You see what he said? He said, we got to play it back. He said, I don't respect none. Like, remember, bro, I said, once it goes to Twitter, or Instagram, If a nigga hot real, then that shit, like, is trash. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, a nigga, you know, you might feed into it, but it's like you going into it with a frown on, like, my man, why you couldn't just call me? Why you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll never, you know, it's even sometimes, even when it's good, you know, it's cool, but you like, oh, okay, you wanted the world to see that, you know what I'm saying? So, that's kind of how it is, and you ain't really supposed to do that with gangster shit, especially something like this. Like, I don't know how this was supposed to. I don't know why people don't never look at the backlash of the other person. Like, how would this look on NBA YoungBoy part? And, you know, it's, especially with his flair of how he is as himself.
Man, they got plenty of niggas around me you could call. It's plenty ways you could get in touch with me. Man, don't get on no internet and do nothing publicly. Don't do nothing dealing with no fucking publicity. None of that pussy and shit. And I'm good on keys, gangster. When you buy shit cash, two keys come with the car anyway. Mind your fucking business.
Damn. Now see, that right there, like I said, that right there could be crucial. Because like I said, NBA YoungBoy ain't got no OGs. He don't got nobody that's, it ain't no big dogs that can step in
for him unless, you know, we seen him with Master P that time, you know, but I don't know how tight, you know, when he was, you see, when he was walking with Master P, he was looking like a whole nother, like he wasn't even looking all crazy, like he had killing nigga and all that, that crazy walk. He was smiling, looking like a, you know, little respectable young, you know what I mean? So unless like maybe Master P or somebody was to reach out to him, but like I said, that's what it would take for somebody to, or maybe, you know, Boosie could probably call his phone and tell him that and give him the rundown. He may listen to what Boosie got to say a little bit. But other than them two, I really don't know nobody else that could really call him. You know, man, and you know, maybe Meek, maybe, but I doubt it. You know, because like I said, like a lot of shit that Meek do is not really, it's looked at as real niggas and solid shit niggas. And you know, the black community, the females, they, oh my, Meek man, he is so real. You know what I'm saying? And but to the black community, it's like, oh no, man, this nigga. You know what I mean? Like that's, it's a difference. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. Like how like the street niggas and the young niggas appeal to shit. You know, and Meek Mill done did a lot of tameful shit to have you as a street nigga looking at him kind of like, kind of cockeyed. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, but like I said, that's my piece. We had to wait and see. But I'm judging that either somebody steps in and like handles this, or, cause I don't think the way that video it, they not gonna like that. Like the son probably step in, and the son is a little more, you know, they real big on respect, and they real big on when they show love and they want you to show love. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they like when they extend their love and they get smacked. Yeah, and like I said, you got little boys, you probably want to chill, man. Like I said, they probably got plenty of stress and all that kind of shit, but at the end of the day, they still got in that motherfucker, though. So, I mean, if they got in there, they get in there again, you know what I mean? So, I'm pretty sure he getting up to security and all that kind of shit, but I don't know, man, you in they territory, you laying your head to rest in they territory, you got all them girls and stuff that be coming over the house, like, yeah, man, I don't know, man, I would definitely be safe. And if you're thinking the rap or Jay Prince is fake, I'm telling you right now, all of this corny shit, you know, internet shit, yeah, he made a mistake, but like I said, he can, like, they still get it in, though, they still big dogs, and when they, you know what I'm saying, when they scream quack, a nigga get duct tape. You know what I'm saying? So like, definitely, definitely understand.